Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
He's back. We'll have some fun at the end, but let's jump into the craziness of your town, D.C., this week. Here is a part of the video, the quasi-commercial, that six Democrats put out, all with a military background, all either with military or intelligence background, that caused the president to suggest seditious behavior and to retweet someone who suggested hanging. Here's a sampling of the audio.
Right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
Two senators, four congressmen, and the president, I guess, acts like how he acts every day, and it never should just be tolerated. It's like, I talked about this a lot yesterday, Major, where so many people are like, well, it's just another day for Donald Trump. And I'm saying, this is really another day where he's suggesting, because individuals with a military or intelligent background are saying, not a lawful order, but you can say no to an illegal order, right? And that you have to adhere to the Constitution, that is your main duty, and that the president then suggests this is seditious behavior and is willing to put out there someone who suggests hanging. This should never be treated as just another day with Donald John Trump as our president.
So I started my show, The Takeout, on this topic last night, and I started by telling our audience I didn't expect to begin tonight's program citing Article 92 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, because that's what this is about. And Article 92 says you are required as a member of the United States military to follow and obey a legal order. It comes with a qualifier, however, that you have a duty, that's what the Article 92 says, a duty to disobey an illegal order. Now, let's take some of the things that have recently happened in the second Trump administration and apply them to that standard.
Right.
Let's say you remember the California National Guard and you are deployed to Los Angeles and the governor of California has said that's illegal. Presumptively, the order you've been given is legal and you are duty bound to follow it because it has followed the chain of command. The commander in chief has given an order, and as a member of the National Guard, you are duty-bound to follow that order because it is presumptively legal. Subsequent court rulings challenging the legality of that don't matter. Mm-hmm. When you're given the order,
yep,
you are to follow it because it is presumptively legal. All right? That's just some of the backdrop for what's been going on in our country in the last 5 or 6 months. I raise that because I don't understand the volcanic defensiveness of the president. Because if, as Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary, said yesterday,
correct,
he's never given an illegal order, then what are you defensive about?
Yeah, right.
Because if all your orders are legal and everyone understands that, why would you react this way? Why wouldn't you say, well, go ahead, Democrats. That sounds like a little rhetorical play pen you are amusing yourselves in. But that doesn't bother me. It doesn't worry me because I'm not giving orders that in any way could be construed as illegal.
We're in an era of political violence, A man tried to kill candidate Donald Trump.
Yep.
In this state, Melissa and Mark Hortman were killed.
Yep.
With the Hoffmans, it was an attempt on their lives.
They were nearly killed.
Nearly killed. There are other examples of this.
Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk was assassinated for his words. And what have we heard afterwards? Let's tone down the rhetoric. Let's still have passionate disagreements, but let's find a way to use words that matter.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the only one, but he's the only president of the United States that we have, and not only the most powerful, but the most heard on a regular basis. And if it's someone who is not on his side, he never holds back. As an example, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has walked through fire with him, has supported him 99.99% of the time, but differed with him on the release of the Epstein files. And once, after agreeing with him, oh, I don't know, 57,000 times, once she agreed once, she is labeled as a traitor. And these individuals who served our country now, almost all of them have stepped up. And since the president mentioned seditious behavior and reposted hanging, they now have been required, because of the threats they are receiving, to have extra security. And this is driven by the commander in chief.
Right. And just as a point of reference, nothing on January 6, 2021 was seditious, because they've all been pardoned.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Now, as you know, Chad, I've never called what happened on January 6, 2021 sedition.
Yep.
Or an insurrection, because I believe those are very specific terms that have very specific legal meaning. Riot, yes. I never called it an insurrection. But the president has pardoned everyone, even the felons, on that day. So that is clearly acceptable behavior.
As long as you support him, it's acceptable
behavior. This video is seditious. And if you take his repostings to their natural conclusion, worthy of execution. And if we're going to ask ourselves this week in America, who is the point of origin for more threats to people in public life, the undisputed champion this week is Donald Trump. You mentioned Marjorie Taylor Greene. Let me redirect the audience's attention to another wonderful state in the Midwest, Indiana, where members of the state Senate, who are Republicans in good standing, are experiencing swatting episodes at their homes, having pizzas delivered because people want to let them know that they know what their address is. They didn't order pizzas. These are meant to intimidate. They're getting threats on the phone, getting threats online. Why? Because they said Indiana does not need to redraw its congressional lines. It's our business, not the president's, and we're not going to do it. The president wants them to make a nakedly political decision to benefit him and him alone. And the Republicans in Indiana and the state Senate have said, no, we're not going to do that. And for that, they are now experiencing the same thing Marjorie Taylor Greene is and these Democrats are. So if you, in any way, shape, or form, on an issue, small, medium, or large, anger this president, this is your reality in America. And everyone ought to understand that that's a baseline truth and where we are.
When we come back after a short pause, we're going to talk about a deal that the White House has organized with Russia and, no, not Ukraine, just with Russia, a 28-point plan and the pressure they're putting on Zelensky and the Ukrainians to accept it. Let's also talk with Major about what we talked about extensively yesterday, Representative Jasmine Crockett, and, well, doesn't matter what Jeffrey Epstein I was referring to. It's still just Jeffrey Epstein, because that is also indefensible. He's the best. He's Major Garrett. We're back with him in moments.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Right back with Major Garrett. Takeout is a must. Make sure you consume that on a regular basis. This is, again, the complicated and uncertain relationship between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, where Vladimir Putin, going back to when Barack Obama was president, going back to when Joe Biden was president, not when Donald Trump was president, I will make that point again, invaded Ukraine. He wants to put the band back together. He would love to pursue other countries and have that Soviet Union back in play. And so now we've watched the killing of, I don't know, where we're at, millions in this war between Ukraine and Russia. And now we have, again, Steve Witkoff, the president's right-hand man, negotiating with a top official from Russia, not a top official from Ukraine, and they present this 28-point peace plan where Russia basically gives nothing back. Makes maybe a slight concession, if any concession, and the pressure clearly is on Zelensky and his fellow leaders that if you don't accept this one, this is what is a part of the pressure campaign, that you will lose our intelligence, you will lose our military weaponry, which has allowed you to prolong this war and have some success that many of us never thought was possible.
That's the long and short of it. And it creates not just a surrender scenario, effective surrender scenario for Ukraine, accepting some territorial gains that Russia's got in 2013 and with the invasion, which began in 2022, but also giving up things that, through hard-fought and super bloody warfare, the Ukrainians won on the battlefield. This plan envisions them giving up terrain it fought for and recaptured.
Yes, correct.
In addition to allowing Russian, as a language, official language, in the parts that Russia would occupy, elevating the Russian Orthodox Church, and preventing Ukraine from, in any fulsome way, defending itself in the future.
Yeah, forcing them to reduce their military.
Right, to make them essentially a unofficial client state of Russia.
Yeah.
Which ignores what's happened since Russia invaded, and it didn't take a week or 2 weeks to capture the entire country and decapitate the government. That was the original Russian plan. That didn't happen, and for 3 years now, Ukrainians have said, no, we do not want to live in the way Moscow wants us to be subjugated and live. This peace plan gives Russia more than it has gained on the ground, and all that it is seeks to gain through international recognition. And I guarantee you, though it may not be part of the 28 points, there would be no possibility whatsoever in any court in the land, international or otherwise, to hold anyone in Russia accountable for what are obviously war crimes committed in Ukraine. That's off the table too. So there is no justice for Ukrainians. There is no future for Ukraine. And that's why Ukrainians are opposed to it. But they also know that this vice-like structure that they find themselves in, invaded by Russia on one side and dependent on the Europeans and the United States for arms, intelligence, communications, assistance, and otherwise, they can't just ignore it in toto and denounce it. They have to work within some construct around it. This might be, and I had former Ukrainian Ambassador William Taylor on my show last night. I said, is this a gambit by the
good
administration
listen.
To sort of prove to the Russians, well, we did your bidding, and they're not going to go for it, so you got to back off, and you got to take some concessions, and here are the ones that we're going to demand of you. Like, we keep waiting for the demand on Moscow part of this conversation,
yes.
Which always exists as an abstraction, never exists, at least not yet, as reality.
Among the most irresponsible members in the political sphere this week was Representative Jasmine Crockett, who's become more outspoken. She's been become more embraced by the Democrats. She's been more positioned by the president and others, including some very insulting comments from the president towards her. But she's on the floor of Congress giving a speech about Epstein. Obviously, we've talked Epstein a lot, the two of us. And she starts naming names from people who have received money from Jeffrey Epstein. She talks about Mitt Romney, McCain Palin, George Bush, and she mentions Lee Zeldin. She's on with Caitlin Collins from CNN later, and Caitlin Collins points out a Lee Zeldin response, EPA commissioner. I've heard him interviewed on the Takeout a number of times with you, where he says, excuse me, that's Dr. Jeffrey Epstein, not the infamous Jeffrey Epstein. And in this conversation, which I know you saw, she's trying to justify herself. She's trying to sum up, well, we didn't have enough time. Yes, they did. And by the way, if they don't have enough time, don't go on the floor of Congress and accusing individuals. Yeah. It was embarrassing by her. And another reminder where no one will just admit, you know what? I screwed up.
I shouldn't have done that. And members of Congress can conveniently hide behind the speech and debate clause, which means they are protected from any civil liability for defaming someone. They are.
Yeah.
Nancy Mace knows this. Lots of members of Congress know this because they hurl invectives and charges on the floor. And because of the speech and debate clause, they're protected from that. She should have been much more careful about what you say, because in this space, accuracy counts, and it counts more than anything to the survivors. All they want, I've had many on my program, is accuracy and accountability and visibility. That's all they want. And if charges stem from that visibility, accountability, and transparency, fine. If they don't, they'll take the reputational harm. They just want the things that as survivors locking arms for decades now, they have asked this government to be responsive to. And members of Congress who say they are sympathetic, who say they take their plight and their trauma seriously, need to demonstrate, at minimum, due seriousness about what they say in regards to Jeffrey Epstein or anyone who got money from him. And there are plenty of Democrats who got money, too.
Last thing, we've talked many times about your love of the Padres. Sad news today. This week, one of the iconic Padres passed away, Randy Jones. Mm-hmm. This has got to be in your sweet spot as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Watching Randy Jones have a lot of success, including winning his Cy Young Award in the mid-70s.
I'm sitting in my office in Washington, D.C., and right across the space of my office on the wall is a framed copy, Sports Illustrated, 1976. Randy Jones, the left-hander, the headline, threat to win 30. July 12th, 1976. Randy Jones was the first star ever in Padre history, the very first star, to ever command any kind of attention outside of San Diego. And to go to a Randy Jones pitched game meant the Padres were going to win, had a very good chance of winning at least.
And it was quick.
And it was quick.
Yeah.
Hour 45, max.
Yes.
Hour 45. Get your hot dog early.
Let's go. Are we talking next week, Wednesday or Friday, or neither?
Wednesday, but not Friday.
Seriously. There might be sanctions.
I can retract Wednesday.
Whoa. Do it.
Don't get stiffy with me. Don't you get stiffy with me.
All right, my friend. Have a great weekend.
All right. We'll talk.
Major next Wednesday here on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.